We are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 1, article The Peace, page 71, title Clarification of the Excerpt from the Mishnah. Everything is in deposit, and the fortress spreads over all of life. You can watch a lesson on Cab.TV, ask questions there, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Clarification of the excerpt from the Mishnah. Everything is in deposit, and the fortress spreads over all of life. Page 71 in Volume 1 in the writings of Bala Sulam. Now that we have learned all the above, we can understand an unclear excerpt in Masechet Avot, Chapter 3. It reads as follows. He, Rabbi Akiva, would say, all is in deposit, and a fortress spreads over all of life. The store is open, and the shopkeeper sells by deferred payment. The book is open, and the hand writes. And anyone who wishes to borrow may come and borrow. And the collectors return regularly day by day, and collect from a person knowingly and unknowingly. And they have what to rely on, and the judgment is true, and all is ready for the feast. That excerpt did not remain an abstruse allegory without reason, without even a hint as to its meaning. It tells us that here there is great depth to delve into. Indeed, the knowledge we have thus far acquired clarifies it very well indeed. The wheel of transformation of the form. First, let me present the view of our sages concerning the unfolding of the generations of the world. Although we see the bodies changing from generation to generation, this is only the case with the bodies. But the souls, which are the essence of the body's self, do not vanish to be replaced, but move from body to body, from generation to generation. The same souls that were at the time of the flood came also during the time of Babylon, and in the exile in Egypt, and in the exodus from Egypt, etc., until this generation and until the end of correction. Thus, in our world, there are no new souls the way bodies are renewed, but only a certain amount of souls that incarnate on the wheel of transformation of the form. For each time, they clothe a new body and a new generation. Therefore, with regard to the souls, all generations since the beginning of creation to the end of correction are as one generation that has extended its life over several thousand years until it developed and became corrected as it should be. And the fact that in the meantime each has changed his body several thousand times is completely irrelevant, because the essence of the body's self, called the soul, did not suffer at all by these changes. And there is much evidence pointing to that, and a great wisdom called the secret of the incarnation of the souls. And while this is not the place to explain it, because of the great importance of the matter, it is worthwhile to point out to the uneducated that reincarnation occurs in all the objects of the tangible reality, and each object in its own way lives an eternal life. Although our senses tell us that everything is transient, it is only how we see it. In fact, there are only incarnations here, and each item is not still, but does not rest for a moment, but incarnates on the wheel of transformation of the form, losing nothing of its essence along its way, as physicists have shown.
Questions?
In the previous paragraph about the fortress, we always read it and think of it from the perspective of the will to receive. In terms, speaking of the borrowing, can you explain it from the perspective of the will to bestow?
No, I can't. I don't know if it has to do with the will to receive and the will to bestow. I hear that there's a matter of like an incarnation, that we're rolling from one state to another state, and all the parts from which reality is made up of, and that's it. He doesn't want to say more than that. He doesn't say. He says that it's without any connection to spiritual work. He says, this is how it occurs. Yes?
When he talks about the book being open, can you explain it as having a chance to bestow? And this is what the book writes about?
You can think it that way. You can think that we have an opportunity to bestow, and we're not bestowing, or we're bestowing. It's a question of how you look at it.
Because what there is with regard to the will to receive is clear. We always take. There's not even a question here. The question is, there's no doubt we take all day because that's what we have. We have nothing else.
I don't understand your question. You're asking, do we have participation in what cascades upon us?
Is our participation only from the moment there is an intention to try to bestow? Because before that...
Also later it's a question whether it's us. Yes? Give to Yo.
What's the systemic reason for having incarnations, and what's the benefit from incarnations? What's the benefit?
The benefit of incarnations is that we can't at once reach through one action to the end of correction. Out of... As we learn the breakage which occurred, it is very multifaceted and very many layers of the will to receive. As all the parts during the shattering are breaking their connection, their initial primary connection, and enter into different forms of connections until dividing and counting and doing things with them. And that's why here we need to first enter an understanding and a feeling to a sorting job. Only after we do that sorting, well, you can't sort some small part until you maybe sort the big ones, and the big ones until you do the small ones. In other words, there's work here from the beginning of creation to its end. Therefore, corrections are very complex. Other than that, they're complex since each and every correction, what does it need to do? It needs to beget, to give birth to a new state. As in this entire system, there has been an accumulative mind and feeling of matters that are as a result of being born from these scrutinies, from these comparisons, from these scrutinies, in short. They're very big things. It's not just to stick back the pieces that are broke back together. You have to understand why they were broken, what way they are, what from this I need to learn, how I need to connect them in a different way than they were connected before. Who said that the same mechanism, which is called Adam, will be what it was before, it will be the same way? It's actually in the intellect and feeling of that creature which was created here, which wasn't there before, and he needs to participate in all this and manage all of this. It's things that It's not just to glue together those pieces.
So why me, all of us, are not aware? Why are we not aware of our previous incarnations? Why is it concealed from us?
You don't need it.
Why not?
Why yes?
According to what you explained, I do need it.
No, if you were to need it, you would discover it. It's not like someone's stopping you. It's simply not yet in your vessels, those deficiencies that you need to correct. And in order to correct them, you need to discover several more situations, states. You're saying, well, do they happen? Do they not?
That's the thing. I did it already. Well, not me, but the eternal part of me.
When you need it for correction, you will get it. Nothing is hidden. It's simply that your kilim right now are not revealing it because there's no need in it right now.
One last question, if I may. Can you explain what is that eternal part that always exists and moves from incarnation to incarnation?
The Reshimo?
In a simple language, not in a Kabbalistic language. Let's say I want to explain it to a person who doesn't understand Kabbalah.
A godly part from above.
Still unclear. A person who doesn't understand Kabbalah. I'm telling him there's something eternal in you that exists all the time. What is it?
A virus. Yes, yes, yes. What's a virus? A virus is a biological component. That's it. That's what we have. Say Havaya, the original Havaya. It's more... They also won't understand. I don't know how to say. What moves from one part to another? Also, this wheel of change of form. What is this wheel of change of form? What we see, the forms? No. It's not bodies that are being changing and replacing, dying and being born. That's not what it's speaking about. It's all within our mind. It's really happening before us. As now some baby is born and he grows up and becomes big, and then, of course, according to what happens in the world, it dies. It's all inside of us, what's happening. There is nothing outside of us. Just this is how it is in our inner perception, our inner feeling. This is how we grasp the changes that are occurring upon us. Outside of me, nothing is happening. We're not even allowed to imagine that there is something outside of us. All of humanity, the whole world, all that you want, it's all inside of me. Correct yourself, bring yourself to the complete unification, and you'll see that there's no world, nothing. There's just you, united with the upper force that's in you.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Well.
How do we even understand the concept of a soul dressing in a body? When a person performs correction, what is it correct?
The soul clothing in the body means that the internal light is clothing inside the will to receive according to equivalence of form between them.
When a person performs corrections, does he correct the part clothed in him, or does the whole correct the whole system?
He corrects the part that is him, and therefore the neshama, the soul, is revealed in him.
I didn't understand. So it dresses in him only after he performs corrections, and before that it wasn't clothed in him?
That's already a different question. I'm telling you, the law of how the soul clothes in the body according to the correction of the body, of the guf. So, Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet clothes in Naranchai clothes in it.
So, if there are 6 billion people in the world...
That's how it appears to you, because you're cross-eyed.
Okay, so these people have no soul, nothing dresses in them?
There are no people.
Okay, let me ask this way. Can you explain this third paragraph about the souls going from incarnation to incarnation, from body to body?
Yes, yes, all those parts, those wills to receive, go through all kinds of corrections. Accordingly, lights clothe in them, lights are being revealed in them, new fillings. And in such a way, there's a connection between the light and the kli, as the light is called Bore, the creator, the kli is called creature, and until we have all these as long as we have all these connections, you have eventually the complete correction where the created being receives all the forms of the Creator within it.
Is it one created being, many created beings?
It's one created being, but different forms, until it all connects to one form.
What you call one form of created being, does it also have to do with different people in this world?
There's no such thing. Altogether, that's just an imagination. The people in this world.
So what are generations then? Only changes of...
Yes, exactly. That's the process that happens. And it also doesn't happen. It's all relative to the person who's attaining to the creature. What do you have?
What's the connection between Rishimo and the Rishimo that we learn in Kabbalah? Dalet, Gimel, Gimel, Dalet. Used to explain to us, you must explain to us that all of reality is Rishimo. I think I heard you say that once.
I don't know, maybe it was in context of something else I said it.
So let me ask differently.
Rishimo is part of the state. That's it. We think that Rishimo is what I had, and now I remain with some kind of remnants, like from lunch from yesterday, yes? So that's called the Rishimo. But in spirituality, it exists for eternity. But in practice, in me, it doesn't exist in a whole way, like a partzuf, but rather only a Rishimo. What's a Rishimo? That same partzuf, only not in actuality where I can work with it. The masach upon it disappeared. I'm not there in that state.
During an incarnation, do several Rishimo go by, or one Rishimo?
Any given moment, it's a new Rishimo. Otherwise, it wouldn't be another moment. The Rishimot are actually, in this cascading of theirs, or unraveling of them, is something that creates in us the feeling of changes.
Ken.
Yes.
Sometimes you say that Rabash would look at life and death or an incarnation like changing a shirt.
That's how he explained it to me the first time, I remember. When was that? Well?
But it seems like when you change your shirt, it's like something that's meaningless. But an incarnation is something a little more dramatic in the process.
It depends how you take it. How you accept it. If you relate to it like replacing a shirt, and the main thing is me and not the shirt, then it's a very serious attitude towards it. It's not just like that. Because each time I want to replace to change my shirts, but by that I change. So that the clothings will be more and more refined.
So, how does the Kabbalist see this incarnation? For example, now I'm alive. Anyone can say, now I'm alive. In the future, at some point, I will die. How does the Kabbalist look at this beginning and end, or this now and the end?
Simple. What is there in death, other than the fact that you lose the ability to do corrections? But if it's not for the corrections that you do throughout your lifetime, give it back. Give back the shirt.
No, I'm talking about a Kabbalist who is doing corrections, and at some point these corrections end at that stage, and he has to turn the stage. So what is this turning of stages? Why does a Kabbalist need to leave, for example? Because you always say Rabash is still with us.
Oh, what's the difference between the forms that we replace throughout our lives and the forms that we need to die for?
Yes, exactly.
That's a very big difference. That's a big difference. It's a new reality that needs to change. Meaning it's a great, big upgrade.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, let's say I had a computer that Mizrahi comes to me each time and he upgraded something new and new on my computer. And he said, that's it. We need to replace the computer as well at this point. That's clear. Yes, Dudi.
After the generations cascaded and humanity went through many incarnations, we've come to a state where humanity is beginning to feel as one humanity. Now it's beginning to be felt.
This virus is really, we need to kiss it.
Yeah, there are songs already, Corona, my love, etc.
Corona, what?
Corona, my love. Yeah, the songs of praise to Corona.
Specifically because everyone feels together.
Yeah, it gives that feeling.
This is really, it's not a blow, it's grace.
So, what is the near form that humanity is going to? Not something in the far future, in the remote future. Now, the nearest, next form that humanity is going into.
Now?
Yes.
I hope it continues more and more until humanity will discover that it truly belongs to one system and that we're all dependent on one another. We don't quite feel that dependency in one another yet. It's still a dependency in me shutting myself out of others at this point. Kind of like disconnect myself from the negative influence, seemingly. What we want is to discover the positive dependency, that if we're connected correctly between us, we create positive viruses. That's what's important here. How to do that?
So nature is bringing us into a negative dependence between us?
For the time being, that's the recognition of evil where it starts. And then we need to extend it to the recognition of good. That if we will connect, then we will come to the great achievements. And we don't care about the flight or factories or other things. What we care about is the connection. So that the movement will be towards the connection between people. Where we'll be sorrowful that we're in disconnect now. And I want to be in connection with others. And not because I want again to run from one corner to another corner in this whole world and go crazy. But rather that I want to be in contact with people, in connection with people, as the previous connection was not good, and now we will have a good connection. That's what I want to have. I truly want to receive a remedy, a medicine to this state of ours. That is what I want to return to. It's really not return. It's return to the right, the good connection between us. Not to exploit one another, but rather the fact that we're connected together, we are actually are triumphing over all the bad in us together and reaching a good life.
Until nature brings us into complete negative interdependence and recognition of that dependency.
Till then, you need to write all the time that that's what we need to come to. So we won't have to eat more viruses along the way.
When does the transition from negative interdependence to positive interdependence happen?
In raising our own man.
When will we raise our man?
When they will be impressed by your articles. When we, Bnei Baruch, will spread out this knowledge in the world in all the ways, in thought, in speech, in action, in everything.
And on what does humanity's impression with our products depend?
That the Creator will take care of. I'm not worried about that. I need to be concerned with what I need to do. Only to arrange things from my side, of what I have to do. The response is not, I'm not concerned with the response. I don't look at the response. I look at the response only under the condition that it helps me correct my participation in the matter. But whether it comes or doesn't, I don't scream, you know, where's the Messiah?
Why are we disseminating?
We disseminate in order to implement, realize our obligation towards the upper force.
How does this relate to the fact that here there is one soul that goes through a certain process?
I don't do your calculations.
I'm asking how it's related to what we talked about now. I don't understand.
That's what we need to do, period.
Who does it serve?
I hope the Creator.
What does that mean?
It serves the Creator. It serves the upper force, which is the only thing that exists, which connects all these parts together, and we want, in the degree of people, from this degree of people where there's a shattering, we want to bring back this picture to unity, to connection, like it truly is, and not the way it is appearing in our warping outlook.
So dissemination comes to correct our vision or correct something outside of us?
Yes, no, outside of us there is nothing. We need to truly see what it does to us. Accordingly, we examine things.
So we need dissemination in order to correct ourselves?
To correct ourselves? Yes, because that's how I see the corrected reality here.
So it's not for the Creator, it's for us.
No, that's something else. For who? We talked not for who are we. We talked according to what do I determine, whether I did something or didn't. But not for who am I doing this. I'm doing it for him.
Without dissemination, it's clear we won't move an inch, because what's the point?
What should we advance for?
Clear. So I'm saying dissemination is for us, so we can advance, change, discover, develop in our correction.
It's a lie. That's not why we do it.
Why?
In order to bring him contentment. Haven't you heard about that?
I never understood this expression.
Well, think. Yes, of you.
I think there's an important point here about negative interdependence and positive dependency. The virus is revealing a negative dependency.
Yes.
For positive dependency to be revealed, there has to be some sort of an activity where we connect or do something, and then something is supposed to happen that will give us a sign that we are moving toward positive dependency?
Correct. So there are two things here. One thing is the recognition that we cannot survive without working together to earn from one another, as he says, to sustain one another. When one suckles from the breast of the other, the whole world. And on the other hand, that it can only be under the condition that we're connected in a positive manner.
But in order to be connected positively, it's in order to bestow, and it's not happening. So it's as if we don't see positive signs, we only see negative signs.
We see that we're connected in a negative way, and the negative way is destroying us. And we won't be able to exist in this world. We'll deteriorate to a state in which people will truly, there won't be what to eat, to drink, to breathe, nothing. Yes?
Regarding the negative dependency, I think we can explain it. I'm trying to understand how we can explain positive dependency if the change has to be a change in the intention, which is not happening. So there's no positive sign. There's constant additional recognition of evil. So I'm asking in terms of how we explain it, not in terms of inner work.
How could be?
Meaning, how will humanity see a positive sign from our actions?
Well, depict it, imagine it to humanity in your explanation. How it could be if we were connect ourselves like all of reality of still vegetative and animal are integrally where every part has to be included from the others, where we would take this force that would connect us in such a way and adhere us together to one system. Talk about that. And you will see, you'll find the words. But it's clear to us all that if such a system that is perfect would exist, it would be good for all.
That's clear, but it's as if humanity is suffering. Now, the only thing that people want is to stop suffering, for example. Let's say they can understand why they're suffering. They're suffering because the system isn't working, etc. We're using each other, etc. That's clear. Now, the connections that people seemingly expect to see, they want to see if we will, if we connect, something good happens. The virus disappears or whatever.
You want it to be in the form of...
It's not me wanting. I'm trying to explain what people expect. They expect that if they do something good, such as connect, think of others, even for a minute, a positive change will happen. And the positive change we're talking about is different. The person changes and then he begins to see reality as different. So maybe I can't explain it, but there's a problem here.
The virus doesn't exactly show us the way to the right connection. That's true. If you were to show that to us, it's like written, then the whole world would be absolute righteous. But that's not what the Creator demands of us. He wants us to come to this state in recognizing that it's in order to bestow, not for me, but for the others, and not that it will be for me, but for us all, and through everyone, to Him. That's...
But in the meantime, we have to promise some sort of a corporeal reward for humanity.
If
so what
you promise
them
some kind of corporeal reward, what will the virus pass? It's like nothing happened. So, you see? It's not good. Let's hope that that won't be the way it happens. I think the virus will live. God willing, will give us a lot to learn from this situation, and such we will advance. No, I have Vlad. You can take a chair here, and our friend. Yes. Well.
When do we come to the recognition? When do we come to this recognition that you just explained to our friend?
I don't know. When? That's not on me. I need to disseminate with all my might every day this knowledge, this information. But when will it happen? That depends on the response from the heavens, and I don't decide on those things.
And what depends on me?
It depends on you to do dissemination, no more than that. And now we will hear what the doctor says to us, please.
Okay. Every day there are new updates. The situation is worsening. The virus is spreading. So all the limitations and the pressure is growing. Why? Because everyone must understand. Yesterday there was a story of a doctor from Italy who wrote that it's not a disease, it's a war. Because they missed the period of isolation in Italy, now the whole country is isolated. 60 million people. To date, the death rate is very high, 4%. It's because they missed on the right time. They missed it out. This is why all the limitations we read about now, we have to understand what is happening. This virus, there were two viruses before that, SARS and MERS, before 2003 and 2004, I think. SARS spread in the countries near China. About 8,000 people were sick. And about 10% died. So there was a lot of high death rate. but it stopped. Then there was avian flu, and 70% died, but there was a vaccine. Now they're saying if this virus mutates, and viruses mutate all the time, and it spreads all over the world, it'll be an apocalypse. You take avian flu, if it mutates and becomes contagious against people, then now we understand what happens. So this virus isn't that violent. But it's very contagious.
Let's
say a person with flu can infect two people. A person with this can infect at least six. This is why we have to take it very seriously. And so the isolation is in order to be concerned for each other, so we don't do it to others.
Responsibility for preventing the corona. This is the instructions from the health department to protect from corona. One, we need to examine the necessity for events and by no means do events above 2,000 people. This should be updated according to developments. Two, from March 9th at 8 p.m., a resident of Israel who returns to Israel from any country will be obligated to be isolated at home for 14 days from the day of his return. Three, accordingly, starting from this time, the entrance of those who are not residents of Israel will be enabled only if they have proof that they can isolate themselves at home according to the instructions of the health department. Four, as far as tourists who are in Israel, they will be given time to leave Israel in an organized fashion in the next few days. Until they leave, they will be obligated to keep five rules. If there are any symptoms, they should call Mada immediately. Be very meticulous about watching over your hygiene and trying to not be in congregations or in convenings and not leave the countries to our adjacent countries and write down everywhere they've been in Israel.
Concerning tourists, it's very important. They have to get organized and leave the country because there are ramifications to it and it's very important.
Five, whoever returned to Israel before March 9th at 8 p.m. from other countries that were not defined as obligatory for isolation and is not already in home isolation according to the rules of the health department is not obliged to be at isolation at home. But if he feels symptoms of the disease, it's a must to enter immediate isolation at home and contact the health department as far as this health care. Six, it will be clarified that those who are already in isolation, according to the previous instructions, will continue the health department's instructions for 14 days until they complete that from the time that they came back to Israel. Whoever is at home and develops symptoms of the disease, fever, cough, health, breathing problems, should call the Mada 101.
This is very important. Don't go to the community clinics because a person who is suspicious of having the disease spreads it through the clinic. So call 101 and they'll tell you what to do.
Eight. Those in the house of one who's in isolation and is not sick are not considered in isolation, have no limitations. To the extent in which the isolated person will have symptoms, meaning fever, cough, or problems breathing, will be examined by the corona in Mada 101, and if he's found to be positive, then also everyone in his home will be entering isolation and all that was in contact with him into isolation. Nine, in urgent clinical situations, for any reason, they will be cleared by the special ambulances that are connected or in a private car. We should announce in advance to the emergency room that we're arriving and not use public transportation. 10. We should be cautious of any visits to any hospitals or any elderly institutions. We should always have an accompany person and only use one person accompanying. People who have symptoms are not allowed to go and accompany sick people, elderly people in these institutes. 11. The health department recommends to the elder population, especially those who have other health issues, to be very careful and eliminate their contact with other people in the world. How are we going to behave in Petah Tikva? One, entrance into the Petah Tikva Center is only for those who have a chip for entering. All the members of the groups in Israel, including the Tel Aviv group, is encouraged to assemble in their centers. Two, whoever enters the Kabbalah Alam Center in Petah Tikva is obliged to operate according to the instructions that the health department about protecting us from the coronavirus. Of course, we're going to be getting updates on a daily basis. Three, entrance into the center will be allowed to all the students who come to the building on a regular basis to lessons and meals. There will be no entry to new students or to students that are not accustomed to come here on a regular way.
There's an addition regarding meals. We canceled all the meals because there's a high risk in how the food is prepared, and many people are on kitchen duty and all that, and also being included together with women and children, so it increases the risk of infection. And then for all the people in the area. So this is why we canceled everything. This is what's happening in all the big organizations all over the country. They're closing the dining rooms, and people are just taking food in food boxes.
For it's prohibited to come to the center for anyone who has had any viral disease in the first 3 days from the first signs and symptoms, or anyone who has a high temperature of 38 degrees Celsius, or any cough or difficulties breathing or any other pulmonary issue.
You might have 38 degrees centigrade and fever and nothing else. That could be a symptom too. So,
if you've come into contact with places that the health department defines as suspicious or had the virus there, you must enter into isolation and announce. Six, we need to keep personal hygiene and keep yourself in all the customs that were told to us about the isolation that are advertised. No shaking hands and hugging. We should wash our hands with soap and wipe with disposable. No need to use masks. Seven, during stings, we don't hug. We don't hold hands. Everyone remains seated in their place. Eight, every friend is responsible to notify his 10 and Dr. Vlad if he came into contact with someone from his family or one of his friends or worker peoples that are suspicious with the disease. Nine, every member is responsible to tell his 10 if he was in overseas or outside of the country in the last 2 weeks or if he's planning on going.
You don't want to go anywhere. Yeah, they also can't come. We're not going to have any guests from overseas. Also, you can't do it because anyone who comes here can no longer go anywhere. He has to be quarantined for 2 weeks, and he will only be allowed in only if he has a proven place of quarantine. So you can't come to the country. And I'm saying again, all the tourists that we have, our friends and everyone, must leave the country in the coming days. It's an instruction from the Ministry of Health, and there are ramifications on why to do it. Because if he becomes sick, God forbid, he'll have to be hospitalized and whatnot. It's a big mess. That's it. And one friend of ours asked to emphasize that there's none else besides him and everything's from him, so we have to do what we have to do.
¿Me puede introducir? Hay algo que me he dado cuenta, que estamos cuando hablamos de prevención, y no quiero que esto se tome de una manera personal.
¿Ish?
Ok. Sin tomarlo de manera personal.
Without taking this personally.
Estamos tomando muchas medidas, sin embargo, hay cosas bien simples.
We're doing many means, but there are very simple things.
En el centro, por ejemplo, no nos tapamos la
boca cuando tosemos. For example, the fact that we're not covering our mouths when we cough, or we don't wash our hands well after the bathroom. So such recommendations can help a lot because we will start implementing also these instructions. It's very important.
Yeah, we keep talking about it. It's called personal hygiene. We talked about it. Each one must think, must do it, and now it's even more important that we pay attention to it.
Announcement evening lesson you're invited to watch today at 6 p.m. Israel time in live lesson with Rav Lightman on Shliva Tova. Thank you to our viewers on the TV and good day.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around. The deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. So good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to together as one.